Welcome to Shortcuts, a weekly online broadcast brought to you by IBM Workplace. Together with the industry experts, we're here to help you get the most of everyday internet and email tools to make your life online more productive and more fun. If you've got a question, we'll find the answer. Just write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. I'm Jennifer Clemente.
And I'm George Faulkner. Our first question comes in from Ben Edwards in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and he says, I spend half my computer time cleaning out spyware, but every time I reboot my machine, it's all back there again. How do I get rid of this stuff?
On the phone with us today from Flowery Branch, Georgia, is Rocky Oliver, who works for Lotus Software inside IBM. He also runs a blog called Lotus Geek that covers all things Lotus. So, Rocky, do you think you can help out?
You bet. The two best programs on the market right now for combating spyware, adware, and malware are the first one is SpyBot, Search and Destroy. I would say that SpyBot catches about probably 95% of the stuff that's out there. There's another program called Adware or Adaware, and between the two of them, they wind up catching virtually everything that's out there. The nice thing is that they work very similarly to a virus program in that they accept automatic updates from their providers, so that your definitions for spyware, adware, and malware are always up to date. And the best part of all of this is both of those programs are free.
Rocky, if in fact these tools don't do the job that you need them to do, what would be the next best step for protecting yourself?
The first thing you want to do is I would use SpyBot has a tool that lets you look at the programs that are loading on startup when you start Windows. When you look at this tool, you can look for things that shouldn't be there, you know, things that just don't belong. The nice thing about SpyBot as well is as you highlight each of these items that are loading during your startup, it will tell you, if it knows anything about it, it will tell you what they are so that you can get a clue about whether you should remove it or not. It also backs up your, it creates like a restore point so that if you do remove something that you didn't want to, you can go back into SpyBot and re-enable it or back up to where you were. So that's one way. Another way is, if you're running Windows XP, you should be using restore points. If you do a search in the help for Windows, you'll find out about restore points. And if you notice that there was a certain point in time where you all of a sudden started getting these random pop-ups and you know malware that you weren't getting before a few days ago, then I would recommend backing up to that restore point to revert your system back to the way it was previously.
How often do you recommend a user running these programs and just making sure they're all clear?
The nice thing is that you can schedule both of them. And I would recommend that you leave your machine on overnight, schedule it to run. I run mine, now that I've gotten it pretty clean, I only run mine monthly. If you are very internet active and you are still seeing SpyBot returning malware and spyware and things, if it's still finding things when you run it, then you probably want to run it more often.
Rocky, where do most people catch these viruses? How do the most common infections occur?
Most commonly it happens because you click on something you shouldn't have clicked on, or you go to a site that maybe you shouldn't go to. So just like a big city, there are places on the internet where it's a dark alley and there are a lot of bad guys there, and you should just not go there. Areas such as file sharing sites, WARE sites, which is illegal software or cracked software.
I notice, especially with my computer at home, having a teenager, you know, I think with all the file sharing and music downloading, all kinds of trouble occurred. And, you know, he's burned out two computers over the last 2 years.
Thanks for the tips, Rocky. Hopefully our users out there will find themselves more protected and less in danger of getting viruses in the future.
Me too. Hope so.
For a transcript of today's show, visit us on the web at ibm.com/shortcuts. There you'll find more information on this week's topic.
And again, if you've got a question for our experts, write us at cuts@us.ibm.com. From all of us at Shortcuts, thanks for listening.